I'd like to call to order the Greater Austin Area Telecommunications Network meeting of the Board of Directors for May 3rd, 2022. Agenda item number one is a roll call.
I'm Sarah Eichelberger, and I'll call the roll. We have Dane Herbat, Travis County.
Present.
Anthony Breckenridge, City of Austin.
Present.
Carlos De Matos, Gatton.
Present. Present.
Gary Wiesman, Austin Community College.
Present.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Present.
John Hurley, Austin ISD.
Present.
Harold Nall, UT.
Present.
Robert Sadler, LCRA.
Present.
Sid Falk, Bickerstaff Heath, Delgado Acosta.
Present.
And members of the public and Gatton contractors that we have joining us today are Chris Gonzalez with BRICOM.
Present.
Doug Wilson with JC Communications.
Present.
And Wayne Wiedemeyer, Chairman Emeritus.
Present.
Nice.
We've established a quorum.
Okay, thanks, Sarah. Item number two, citizen communications. Do we have anything today?
No, sir.
Okay, and item number three, review and approve the minutes from the last board meeting in April. That was on April 12th. Your packet,
This is Gary Wiesman. Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
This is Jaime. I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of April 12th, 2022. Is there any further discussion? Okay, hearing none. Management, would you please lead us through a vote?
Anthony Breckenridge.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
Robert Sadler.
Aye.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
And John Hurley.
Aye.
The minutes are approved.
Okay, going back to the agenda, can you please scroll up? Thank you. Okay, item four is the consent agenda. We have items 4A through 4G. The board will entertain a motion.
This is Gary Wiesman. Motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
John Hurley, I second that motion.
I'm sorry, was there a motion and a second? I didn't hear that.
There was a motion and a second.
Okay, thank you. So we have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda, items 4A through, let's say, 4I. Is there any further discussion? OK, Okay, hearing none, can you please lead us through a vote, Sarah?
Anthony Breckenridge.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
Robert Sadler.
Aye.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
And John Hurley.
Aye.
The consent agenda is approved.
Okay, thank you all. Agenda item number 5, board chairperson update. Item 5A is an update on the NOC maintenance service level agreement between the city and Gatton for the maintenance of the Gatton backup NOC.
Yeah, this is going to be a short update because Frank is out this afternoon. He drafted an agreement that's currently being reviewed by the City of Austin's data center operations team. And this is expected to be brought to, I believe, the May tech meeting and June board meeting for approval. Please let me know if you have any questions about that.
Okay, hearing none. Moving on, 5B, I believe we need to go to executive session to get a legal update on that one. So I'm going to push that one down to number 7. We'll skip down to 5C, property damage claim for B1N Stone Hollow Drive.
Yes, this claim was submitted to Gatton's property insurance. The total damage was $55,000, and if you'll recall, we have a $50,000 deductible. The claim was closed on March 14th, and there was no payout to Gatton, so there will be no further updates on this claim. I believe that they found that some of the expenses that they did not agree with, so they didn't think that the payout exceeded the deductible. Please let me know if you have any questions. Hearing none, I'll move on to the next damage claim for the damage to C2 South at FM 620 and Low Water Crossing that happened on March 14th. The damage totals $15,000 and was caused by an individual in a truck that ran off the road and broke a Gatton pole and tore down the fiber over 620. Management submitted all the claim documentation to the responsible party's insurance company, which is Progressive, and they assigned it to subrogation, and I expect to hear something back in the next week, and I do expect this claim to be paid in full. This was an emergency permanent repair, so there will not be an additional repair associated with this damage. Please let me know if you have any questions.
Okay, I'm not hearing any, so it looks like, Sarah, we can move on to item 6A and 6B.
Hello.
Actually, Dane, this is Sid. Before you leave 5, I think I can give you a quick non-executive session update on the Lone Star situation.
Okay, please do, Sid. Thank you.
Gunner revised the demand letter to include a revised permanent repair estimate that was at 114 strands rather than 192, since that's what we were going to, that's what was damaged. And the adjuster and the lawyer for the subcontractor against whom we were asserting the claim had raised that question. In addition, in his cover letter, he tried to explain why we replace the entire segment length rather than simply putting a splice in as we do for the temporary repair, and has not heard back from the adjuster. I think the letter went mid to late last week. Gunner suggested that we wait until the end of the week, at which point, if we haven't heard anything back from them, he'll begin to draft a complaint and let them know that we're doing that. That's all.
Okay. Any questions or comments on any of item 5? Okay, let's go ahead and move on to 6A and 6B. Thank you, Sid.
Hello, this is Carlos. Under 6A, on the I Got an Active Projects, we finished the – actually, we are scheduled to do the splice for the A2 North Travis County Civil and Family Courthouse on the 4th. And we also have, as entity-specific completed projects, the B2 South DAR TxDOT node insertion. This was for the TxDOT new facility off of Stassny. And that's all we have today.
Okay, and the job budget report?
Yes, we're tracking 43 jobs totaling $1.7 million. So far, we've in this fiscal year, we've been invoiced for $656,000, and we have a little over $1 million encumbered in recoveries from damage claims and certain project reimbursements. We've received $240,000. And I do have some great news to report. AISD received the refund from the City of Austin for $376,000 for the unused funds from the construction of the backup NOC and the unused funds from the project management, the Public Works project management fee. So you see there on page 2 of the job budget, the total cost of the Convention Center backup NOC build out was $2.019 million. You know, and this will remain on the FY22 job budget report, and this will be removed for the FY23 report since this is completed. Please let me know if you have any questions.
Sarah, you said that refund went to AISD. Do you know, I'm sorry for my ignorance, but who do you work with in our finance department to do that?
Oh, Valerie is the one who received the check, and then Tina Montgomery is the one who applies it to the correct account.
Perfect. Awesome. Thanks, Sarah. I'll work with
Certainly.
Them. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions regarding the job budget report?
Okay, item 7 is executive session. Sounds like we don't need that one today. Item 8, we don't need an updated roll call. So item 9 is discussion of possible action regarding a financial report and the current fiscal year budget.
Yes, in your handouts, you have the budget report for the month ending March 31st. As you can see, revenue to date is $1.8 million and expenses $1.4 million. As of March 31st, we had a project fund balance of $1.592 million and an emergency reserve of $2.1 million. So total money in the bank of $3.692 million. And all of the budget adjustments that were approved in the January board meeting and all of the PO adjustments have gone through and are reflected in this budget report. Please let me know if you have any questions.
Okay, and as always, if you have any additional questions, you can reach out to the AISD representative or Sarah. And if you could scroll down, what is agenda item number 10?
That's the meeting and action item summary, and we don't have anything to report for that one.
Okay, the last scheduled agenda item then is agenda item number 11, confirm date, time, and location for the next board meeting. June 7th, 2022, 1:30, at your Deal Center or via Microsoft Teams. Before I adjourn, I do want to make a little announcement. If this wasn't already covered at the beginning of the meeting when I was tardy, John Colemorgan has announced his retirement and therefore has stepped down from the Gatton Board. So we do have two new representatives from AISD. John, if you could go ahead and introduce yourself. I apologize if you already did that at the beginning. John, you're going to be our alternate.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I will be the alternate. John Hurley, I've worked for Colemorgan for over a decade, so done a lot of operations with him, worked with many people here. Very honored to be a part of this. And John Greiner, who will be the director of network operations at AISD, will be the primary. And I am a director of enterprise architecture, so I do some more design and architecture work at AISD. I'll be his secondary.
Fantastic. Welcome aboard. We're lucky to have you. And, you know, John has been getting well for a long time.
Yeah, so, works here, and we've worked with you guys for many years. So thank you.
You know, in the past, what we would have done is we would have had a little party, and, you know, there would have been some food and, you know, and some jokes at everybody else's expense. But we live in different times now, and John stepped down pretty abruptly. So unfortunately, we're not going to give him a good send-off, but we'll give you a warm welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Hey, John, who's going to be going to the technical subcommittee meetings from AISD?
That will be Justin Slocum.
Justin Slocum, okay.
Yeah, he's our network architect.
Right, yeah, we've met him before.
Yeah, I'm sure you know him.
Thank you.
Okay, and with that, I'd like to adjourn. The time is 2:02 p.m. Thank you all, and sorry for the difficulties today.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Dane.
Oh. Thanks, Dane.